I don't know if you were here. He never mentioned demons, never mentioned the devil one single time. His whole message was Jesus Christ. And it was so compelling. It was so rich. It was so real to him. It just drew you. It made you want to run out of this room and go get in a closet somewhere and just get with Jesus. There was an anointing. And I believe that was the revelation that our rabbi friend really saw in his dream. It's about the authority of Jesus Christ, who he is, and where he sits. I can deal with any evil. Okay? So that was a revelation. We want to stick to this, but we're not to be ignorant of the enemy's schemes. And we need to understand some of these gates of hell because we're called to shut them. We're called as the body of Christ to have authority over the gates of hell to shut them. But guess what? He said the gates of hell will not prevail against the church, singular. As long as we're divided, they will prevail. We've got to come into the unity he's called us into. That unity does not mean we're all going to join the Catholic Church or any other church. There is a much higher unity than that. Matter of fact, you can still be a part of your denomination and come into the perfect unity he wants the body of Christ to come into. Just like Israel had different tribes with different purposes, prophecies, visions, and different land, but they were all one nation. I believe there's a realization of the one nation that we are in Christ that is going to trump all these other minor things. But we may need to stay a part of our tribe. Or do stay a part of your tribe. Know what tribe you're in. Be a part of that. But there's a unity we've got to come into if we're going to shut these gates of hell. Now, the church is being prepared to preach the gospel of the kingdom, but we've got to do that from a position of being in the kingdom. I don't think the gospel of the kingdom has been preached since the first century. It's got to be done. It has to be done before this age is over. Now listen, I don't know about you. I'm really excited about this age being over. I mean, more and more, if you're not more zealous right now for praying for his kingdom to come and his will to be done on earth, I don't know what it's going to take. But, you know, when this age is over, it's not the end of the world. It's the beginning. The whole world's going to be reborn. The kingdom's coming. The king is coming. He didn't go to the cross to destroy the earth. He went to the cross to save it, and he is going to save it. As we see in Isaiah 11 and many other places, he's going to restore the earth to be the paradise it was originally created to be. He's going to restore all things that were lost by the fall. It's going to be a total and complete restoration. When this age is over, it's going to be like New Year's Eve when we all say, thank God that year's gone. And we got a new one coming. We're all going to say that about this age. Thank God this age is gone. There's a new day. The king is coming. But we got to live in that kingdom now. Now, I'm going to tell you some weird stuff, okay? I don't care how weird you think I am. The Lord will straighten you out. But first, we are in the valley of decision right now. The whole earth is entering the valley of decision. We're in it right now. We got some choices to make. We cannot continue to hesitate between two opinions. We cannot continue to hesitate between the kingdom of God and the kingdoms of this world. We're going to be in one or the other, but we're not going to keep sitting on the fence. That's not going to work. It's not going to last. The contrast and the conflict between the kingdoms of this world and the kingdom of God are going to become increasingly manifest, and they're going to ratchet up pretty dramatically this year. I believe very soon, you're going to see some of it this year. Those who've been sitting on the fence, they're either going to be totally, fully committed to the kingdom, or they're going to turn against it. We're in the valley of decision. We can't stay in that place between the two opinions. Now, one of the things that Jesus said in Matthew 12:29, he said, but if I cast out demons by the Spirit of God, then the kingdom of God has come upon you. We've got to start casting out demons again. You know, that was pretty popular 20 or 30 years ago, and then we just kind of quit doing it. Guess what? I think these demons have had babies. They're multiplying. Evil is multiplying. And this is a basic authority. Jesus, when he preached the kingdom, the gospel of the kingdom, when he went around demonstrating the authority of the kingdom over the conditions of this earth, a whole lot of that was devoted to casting out demons. We've got to have more revelation on this, and we've got to start walking in the authority we had. I tell you, one of the great ministries that I've ever known that I believe imparted this authority, and that just about everybody in it walked in this authority, was the Vineyard movement. You know, I never was a part of the Vineyard, but I used to speak in some of Wimber's conferences, and I was a friend, and I love the Vineyard. I remember one time sitting there in one of the meetings in the Anaheim Vineyard, thousands of people there. And it seemed like every meeting, these bizarre, demonically possessed people would come in. And I was saying, you know, I was saying, Lord, what is it that attracts all these demons to this place? I thought there was something wrong. Lord said, this is the only place I can send them to get them set free. To get these people set free. I remember one of them, this guy came in, he was a giant man. Huge. He looked like he was about, you know, 6'11", 7 feet or something. He was a massive man. And enraged, he was like that demoniac in the tombs. Chairs went flying. I mean, it was scary. And he was just charging in this unbelievable rage. And this little girl, this little usherette, hardly as big as Marianne. I think she was smaller than Marianne. Stand up for a minute. An usherette. She wasn't even an usher. Jumped in that guy's face. He hit the deck, started doing the flounder. Thrashing all over the place. So she jumped on his chest. You come out of him in Jesus' name. That thing came right out. No argument, no debate. They just taught everybody in the Vineyard did that. How many of you have been a part of the Vineyard movement? Didn't they just teach that? I don't know if they still do, but everybody was, this is basic Christianity. You just knew that. And they almost never talked about it. There wasn't this overemphasis on the devil and over demons or anything, but they were trained and equipped to do it. I tell you, the Vineyard movement was one of the great equipping movements. They taught their people to pray for the sick and to have faith to see it and see people get healed. They had the most extraordinary miracles going on for so long. I tell you, we got to recover some of these things. And we've got to walk in it. And one of my favorite demon stories was Bob Weiner. You guys know Bob Weiner. Bob, he's a brand new youth pastor. Just God's man of faith and power. Brand new youth pastor. And these women, he heard a bunch of commotion going on. And he looked and he saw these women had this girl on the floor trying to cast a demon out of her. And they saw Bob and they said, oh, there's a pastor. Call the pastor. He can get it out. They couldn't get this demon to come out of a girl. So Bob said, oh, yeah, I'll cast this demon out. He'd never done anything like this. But he's a pastor now, so he goes over, I'll cast. He goes, you foul spirit, what's your name? He says, I'm a homosexual demon. Well, you foul spirit, you come out of her right now. The demon said to him, I will come out of her, and I'm coming into you. He goes, stay in, stay in. Stay in. We love Bob. But listen, we do need, guess what? We got to deal with this. I tell you, that shooter up there in Connecticut killed all those kids. He was demon-possessed. That shouldn't have happened. We should have stopped that. We should have had watchmen on the walls. And I tell you, they're all over the place right now. Demons and evil is being